News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. and Israel have launched military strikes against Iran. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president said Iranian leaders rejected every opportunity to renounce their nuclear ambitions, forcing the U.S. military to take action against Iran and its state-sponsored terrorism.
It's been mass terror, and we're not going to put up with it any longer.
In a video statement, he warned of possible U.S. casualties.
The lives of courageous American heroes may be lost, and we may have casualties. That often happens in war.
The president said the mission's objective is to end threats from the regime and allow the Iranian people to take over their government. Greg Clugston, Washington.
One group closely monitoring today's unfolding events is the organization Transform Iran, which has been quietly preaching the gospel inside that nation since 1991. Lana Silk, president of Transform Iran, spoke with Lori Tradip of SRN News about her group's mission.
Making sure that every person, whether rich or poor, educated or illiterate, whether they're part of the Iranian government or the opposing regime, you know, that all of them need to have access to the gospel, and we want to make sure they're touched by it.
This openness that you say that they have, is that new, or is that something that has really always been there and it's just hasn't been tapped into very much?
Do you know, my father often says some of the greatest evangelists Iran ever had was the Ayatollahs that came in.
That 1979 revolution in Iran triggered decades of repression, but Silk adds that despite government crackdowns, the gospel continues to flourish within many Iranian communities. Some of the first strikes appeared to hit areas around the offices of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, but speaking with the Salem Radio Network military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, warned that there are limitations to the effectiveness of aerial attacks.
You're not going to take over Iran and defeat Iran.
This is SRN News. President Trump says Secretary of State Marco Rubio is engaged in high-level talks with the Cuban government. A report card for American churchgoers. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
It comes from Lifeway Research, and it seeks to find out how Protestants who attend worship regularly are doing in different aspects of discipleship. When it comes to obeying God and denying self, 75% say they're doing that, good for a grade of C. Churchgoers also get a C on serving God and exercising their faith. But the grade is D when it comes to reading the Bible and an F on the issue of sharing Christ with others. Michael Harrington reporting.
The head of the Jewish Federations of North America has issued a warning. Speaking in Washington, D.C. this month, Eric Fingerhut said the state of the Jewish Union in America is strong, but it is being tested. We are worried about the real threats of violence and the growing acceptance of anti-Semitic rhetoric. This is SRN News. More reports of spying by the FBI during the Biden administration.
FBI Director Kash Patel has fired 10 agents after revelations that the Bureau secretly obtained phone records of Patel and White House Chief of Staff Susie Wiles during the Biden administration. The records were reportedly hidden in restricted access folders, raising concerns about oversight and targeting of political figures.
Reuters reports the FBI obtained toll records of Patel and Wiles during Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigations. Patel described the subpoenas as outrageous and pledged to purge corrupt elements from the FBI. Former President Bill Clinton told the U.S. House lawmakers yesterday he did nothing wrong in his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein. During hours of deposition testimony on Friday, Clinton told members of Congress he saw no signs of Epstein's sexual abuse. You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.